This is Monterey Bay Today from KEZU News. It's Thursday, July 16th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. The city of Santa Cruz has posted yellow development notices along parts of Westcliff Drive. KEZU's Aaron Mulsbury explains why.
City engineer Kevin Crosley says the posted permit notices are both for some completed emergency repairs and a future road realignment near Lighthouse Field.
About 600 feet of the roadway is going to be moved inland.
That construction is planned for next year. Erosion is natural in this area, but sea level rise and bigger storms are projected to accelerate the pace. The city recently started a Lighthouse Point hazard study to learn more about the converging sea caves and recent rock falls near the lighthouse. Crosley says plenty of signs already warn people to stay back.
The best thing we can do is encourage people to exercise caution and good judgment and, you know, give it space.
He adds that along this section of coast, future erosion is not a question of if, but when. Aaron Mulsbury, KAZU News.
Speculation about the outbreak of a foodborne illness making people sick in dozens of states could have an impact on the Monterey Bay Area's agriculture sector. The International Fresh Produce Association's chief scientist, Max Toplitsky, says it's frustrating when a crop is blamed for an outbreak before any testing implicates it.
We got to make sure that when a product is named, there is robust data behind it, not somebody's speculation or somebody's off-the-record comment.
He says cilantro producers, distributors, and end users are still recovering from rumors the herb was to blame. He fears lettuce could be next. In 2025, Monterey County produced nearly $1.6 billion of lettuce. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.